The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 21. The burden of the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south sweep through, it comes from the wilderness, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared to me. The betrayer betrays and the destroyer destroys. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All her sighing I have made to cease. Therefore my loins are filled with anguish. Pangs have taken hold on me as the pangs of a woman in travail. I am pained so that I can't hear. I am dismayed so that I can't see. My heart flutters. Horror has frightened me. The twilight that I desired has been turned into trembling to me. They prepare the table. They set the watch. They eat. They drink. Rise up, you princes. Anoint the shield. For thus has the Lord said to me, Go, set a watchman. Let him declare what he sees. And when he sees a troop, horsemen in pairs, a troop of donkeys, a troop of camels, he will listen diligently with much heed. And he cried as a lion, O Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime, and am set in my ward whole nights. And look, here comes a troop of men, horsemen in pairs. And he answered and said, Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the graven images of her gods are broken to the ground. O you my threshing and the grain of my floor, that which I have heard from Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, I have declared to you. The burden of Duma. One calls to me out of Seir, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, The morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire. Turn, come. The burden on Arabia. In the forest in Arabia you will lodge, O you caravans of Dedanites. To him who was thirsty they brought water. The inhabitants of the land of Tema met the fugitives with their bread. For they fled away from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus has the Lord said to me, Within a year, according to the years of a hired worker, all the glory of Kedar will fail, and the remnant of the number of the archers, the mighty men of the sons of Kedar, will be few. For Yahweh, the God of Israel, has spoken it.